This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 66. Weather's looking really good, and it's going to continue that way pretty much all week long. Sunday night, we'll have a chance of rain, but between now and then, absolutely perfect weather coming up. Neighbors living near the proposed Obie Creek project will play a formal role in evaluating the site for development now that the council has approved a 17-member Compass Committee. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
In a town where angry neighbors often find themselves pitted against wary developers, it's rare to see a duo like Jeannie Brown and Roger Perry standing side by side, taking turns addressing the town council. Here's what Perry had to say last night.
I think Jeannie would agree with this, and I don't know that we'll achieve it, but our goal in November is to come back with a plan that we all endorse for your consideration. We're going to work as close as we can to bring you a unified proposal. And even if there are discrepancies in that or disagreements, we hope that they are narrow and small.
Roger Perry represents East West Partners, who 2 years ago proposed Obie Creek, a large mixed-use complex on 15501 across from Southern Village. Jeannie Brown represents neighbors in the area who worried that the original plans were too big, too dense, and would bring too much traffic to an already busy road. The original plan for the 124-acre lot called for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development. But Perry agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project, an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process favored in Chapel Hill. Last night, Brown and Perry came together to ask the council to form a 16-member Compass Committee to consult with a technical team and town staff to create a shared vision for how that property should be used. Here's Jeannie Brown.
We've heard from you that you want community and developer dialogue. We've heard that you want us to build trust. We've heard that you want a vision. Mr. Perry has asked many times for vision and the opportunity to speak to the community. He's asked to move forward. The community has asked for a fair and unbiased process. We've asked to be included in the process. So we think that this committee balances out those very goals.
Staffers began crafting the committee following a petition from residents in April. Perry and Brown suggested enlarging the group from 10 to 16, with residents living near the property accounting for about half the group. Perry said the proposal struck the right balance between commercial and neighborhood interests.
We would ask you to, with all respect, to not tamper with it, because we've hammered out a balance and a fragility in this that can be easily disrupted, which could seriously undermine the process.
The council agreed, adding a Greenways advocate to bring the total number to 17. The Compass Committee will work through the summer to come up with recommendations for the council about the appropriate size, scale, and usage for the Obie Creek property. The application period for the Obie Creek Compass Committee opens on Friday and runs through June 10th. The council will appoint committee members on June 24th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Many local people gathered at noon yesterday at Peace and Justice Plaza in front of the old post office downtown on Franklin Street for an NAACP rally. It's a part of a 25-county tour targeting the policies of the Republican-led General Assembly. The demonstration brought people from all backgrounds, including members of the Raging Grannies, such as Vicki Ryder.
We have so much to be outraged about these days that we just can't be silent. Not when the legislature is bringing us back to a time when it was hard for people to vote.
Vicki Ryder chose to be arrested back on May 6th during a Moral Monday protest outside the legislative building in Raleigh. During four consecutive weeks of protesting, more than 150 people had been arrested, including many Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County residents. Speakers at the courthouse included members of the NAACP, activist groups, and local leaders, including Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. His main issue with the General Assembly is what he called an insidious attack on voting rights. Chilton believes some politicians are attempting to sway the next election.
That's not just unfair. It's un-American, it's unconstitutional, and it's immoral.
Carborough resident Will Weiland was there as well.
I haven't seen anything coming out of Raleigh that doesn't resemble a train wreck. It's regressive is one word. Destructive is my word.
Minister Robert Campbell is president of the local chapter, the NAACP. He was there and spoke to the crowd yesterday.
I'm here to make sure that my voice is part of the voice that is speaking out to the injustice that is taking place, and to try to get other people to be concerned about these same issues, that the more people that speak out against it, maybe our politicians will begin to listen to the people.
The NAACP tour will continue its stops across North Carolina through the rest of this week and through next week. Their protesting will pick up again on Monday, June 3rd, outside the General Assembly Building in the capital city. NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber will be there, and he's expecting the biggest turnout so far in Raleigh, while vowing greater numbers will be arrested. County commissioners will host a second public hearing tonight on next year's budget. The manager's recommended budget does not call for a property tax increase or an increase to the Chapel Hill Cumberland School District tax, despite a request from the school board to raise the rate. But last week, commissioners heard from dozens of parents and teachers asking the commissioners to increase school funding, even if it meant raising taxes. The budget does include money to hire new EMS personnel, IT specialists, and librarians, as well as nearly $500,000 for the Chapel Hill Public Library. 10 of the county's dozen fire districts are asking the board to raise fire district tax rates. If approved, the Chapel Hill rate would double from 7.5 cents to 15 cents per $100 of assessed value, the highest in the county. In addition, household sanitation fees could double to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents to pay for improvements at the solid waste convenience centers. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. We're a month away from the closing of the Orange County Municipal Solid Waste Landfill. That is an event that neighbors close to it have been anticipating for a long time, and they're very happy about it. But closing a landfill that's been open and in operation for about 40 years is not an easy task. It's quite complicated. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think most people who don't think about it very much probably assume it's just a matter of closing a gate, but it's much more complicated than that.
That's Gail Wilson. He's the Orange County Solid Waste Management Director and is in charge of overseeing the process of shutting down the landfill. The facility is located on the south side of Eubanks Road. The Orange County Board of Commissioners decided in October 2011 not to pursue an option that could extend the life of the landfill, thus ensuring its closure this summer.
It was going to reach capacity at some point anyway. Could the county have utilized it for another 3 or 4 years? Yes, that's probably true.
Current environmental regulations require that a cover system be placed on the landfill that is impervious to water. Soil will be placed on top of a synthetic liner material. Then vegetation will be planted on the surface. The process will cost the county about $3.2 million and won't be completed until the spring of 2014. Wilson says they also have to get the landfill's closure plan approved by the state. But there's another component to the process. About 3 years ago, UNC and the county signed an agreement entitling UNC to the methane gas generated by the landfill. The university installed gas wells and pipes on the property, and then the gas is piped to an electricity generator off Homestead Road.
It's a fairly expensive and sophisticated, highly engineered system, and then it'll be made a little more complicated by the fact that we currently have a series of landfill gas extraction wells located around the surface of the landfill.
The synthetic liner will also have to be sealed around those gas wells. The last day waste is accepted at the landfill is Saturday, June 29th. Wilson says June 30th is the official closure day, though, originally set by the county commissioners.
Most people will not realize there's any change at all. Most people that are currently delivering their waste to convenience centers, most of those are rural residents, will continue to do so and nothing will change.
Wilson also notes that closing the landfill does not result in dramatic job losses for workers. 6 positions will and have already been eliminated. Wilson says they hope to find work within the Waste Management Department for those workers. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The head of North Carolina's public university system is sitting down for his annual job performance review this week. Members of the University of North Carolina Board of Governors meet behind closed doors later today to discuss UNC System President Tom Ross's regular annual review. The Presidential Assessment Committee will hear Ross's report on goals and accomplishments. The 17-campus state university system hired Tom Ross in 2010 after he'd been president at Davidson College since 2007. The former Superior Court judge and director of the state court system has spent more than 2 years now on the job trying to hold down the hundreds of millions of dollars in state budget cuts to public universities. The UNC system receives about $2.6 billion of its roughly $9 billion directly from state taxpayers. Chapel Hill Historical Society is hosting a one-woman play this Sunday at Top of the Hill downtown from 5 until 7 p.m. The star of the show is Barbara Bates Smith, a Southeastern Theater Best Actress winner. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year. All proceeds from ticket sales will benefit the society. Here is Richard Ellington, president of the Chapel Hill Historical Society.
They basically are doing a story built around Lee Smith's novel on Agate Hill, which is loosely based on the Chapel Hill area. That's what this whole thing is about, is trying to have something that we find appealing or relevant to the Chapel Hill, Kerber community, so that we can raise funds and which we use in the community for programs that we put on.
Barbara Bates Smith will be accompanied by music from Jeff Siebens. The two put together the play, which is described as a tale of betrayal, passion, and humor, sort of like life in Chapel Hill. The evening includes hors d'oeuvres and wine. Tickets will be on sale through tomorrow. You can purchase them by going to their office at 523 East Franklin, or you can simply go to our website for information on how you can contact them and for ticket prices. Our website address, of course, is chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. The roadways are moving smoothly right now. No accidents to report at this time on I-40, 54, 15501, or the Durham Freeway. Now, if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Just ahead of a conversation with Carolina baseball coach Mike Fox. Here at WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunshine today, beautiful day, high today about 85. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. And tomorrow night, all clear skies, lows around 65. It's going to be a great night for Carolina baseball at Bosheimer Stadium. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday night, clear skies, lows about 68. And on Sunday, another great day, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. We will get some clouds late on Sunday night, a chance of rain probably after midnight. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a 70% chance of rain. So pretty likely then. But between now and then, doggone good weather. Great weather for baseball this weekend at Bosheimer Stadium.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It is 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL, going to championship sports just a little early this morning. That's because we are honored to have the coach of the Tar Heels on the line this morning. And Coach Mike Fox is here to talk about the 52-8 Tar Heels heading into the NCAA tournament play. Now, and Coach, now that you've had a chance to catch your breath a little bit and hopefully get a few good nights sleep, can you reflect a bit on the accomplishments of winning the ACC tournament last weekend, how your team did it, and what it says about this baseball team?
Well, I think it says a lot, and it was an incredible 3 or 4 days for us. You don't go into a tournament expecting to play that many innings and play till the middle of the morning. But somehow we were able to survive, and dramatic home run by Brian Holberton there in the ninth inning, I guess, against Clemson, to tie the game, and then we won it in the 14th. And I've said it before, just a tough, resilient team that just keeps playing and just keeps grinding it out. And we got a few breaks, and it's a great credit to them to win the ACC tournament title for sure.
Well, something really special happened after you won the ACC tournament championship. Your team earned the number one overall seed in the team of 64 in the NCAA tournament. And this is the first time this has ever happened. Does your approach change from regular season to postseason play? And How do you keep your team, which is heavily favored to get there, from looking too far ahead to the possibility of playing out in Omaha in the College World Series?
Well, that's always a challenge, and I know we don't really prepare any differently. I mean, it's another weekend coming up, and we have to be careful not to overthink things or do things too differently, in that regard, because it sends the wrong message. I trust this team because for 60 games they brought it every single day and every single night, and I don't expect anything different this weekend. The national scene was great, and a great honor, and something those guys will be able to, just say later on in life that they accomplished. But really, you just want to be a top eight national seed so you can play at home if you do win your regional. And, we just got to go out and play this weekend. You can't think about what's on the line. You just got to go out and play good baseball. And I think this team is prepared to do that.
Well, probably the best thing out of all that individual, in addition to just being a big source of pride, being number one overall, is getting to play at home at the Bosch this weekend, and then for the Super Regional after that. And then first time you'll have to leave your home turf is if you get to Omaha. And how beneficial is getting to play at home in front of the local Tar Heel fans?
Well, it's critical. And if you go back and look at past history, a high percentage of teams that play at home, that do host a regional and a Super Regional, those are the teams that, that advance. And that's, it's not a surprise. It's familiarity. It's home crowd. It's not having to travel, hotels, all those things that go into play. So, the word is, last night at the end of the day, we had, a record number of people who had purchased the all tournament passes and student requests. And of course, the tickets go on sale tonight to the general public. For single games, we really need Boschhammer, sold out tomorrow night. And of course, it's music to my ears hearing you announce the weather before before I came on, because that's always a factor. Now, it sounds like it's going to be beautiful throughout the weekend.
Yeah, we'll have the game for you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right after an abbreviated evening news with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and WCHL, and streaming live on our website, chapelbro.com. Coach, I know that, when you play in an event like the ACC tournament, I mean, that was like the equivalent as far as the quality of play to the NCAA World Series. I mean, because there's such good teams in the ACC, eight of them going to the NCAA tournament. It's pretty amazing. But, how do you prepare for a team like Canisius that you haven't seen all season?
Well, you said it right. I mean, we've all of us in our league say if you can succeed and do well in the ACC regular season and the tournament, then you do have an opportunity and a chance to win, in Omaha. Obviously, the bounces have to go the right way, but our league was as good this year, especially 1-8, as I've seen it. Now we can't focus on our opponent. I mean, everybody's wanting to win. Baseball's one of those games that on any given day, if that guy on the mound just, is really good and the ball doesn't bounce your way or you hit it right at people, anything can happen. So we have to be prepared for that. I think our team has good leadership and they're smart and they know not to look past, anyone at any time. And a good example of that, of course, was last year, when we didn't get out of our own regional, and that sort of stuck with our kids all year, I think.
Well, Coach, I know that everybody's been talking about how the Tar Heels have won more games this year than ever before, 52 victories. But what I find more amazing is the fact that you've gone through an entire season losing only eight times. Because, like you said, I mean, baseball is a game in which anything can happen on any given day.
It is quite amazing. We're trying not to focus on it because now none of that matters. We've just got to continue to try to play at a high level. And I know our players are very excited to be in this position. Is what we work for all year long. But, the NCAA tournament and every sport is a whole different animal. And you got to be ready. And these 52 wins, they give us some confidence. And our kids realize they can play and play at a high level. But they're not going to help us win Friday night. We got to go out and get it done.
Well, Coach, I know you got some hard work ahead of you, so good luck this weekend, certainly tomorrow night. Good luck to get off to a good start, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you, and I appreciate you having me on these Thursday mornings, and I hope we can continue them.
That is Carolina's outstanding baseball coach, who has taken a good Carolina baseball program and turned it into a great one every season. And, of course, his team will be in action tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. You can hear it right here on WCHL. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, you're going to hear from Sky Bolt, Carolina's outstanding freshman phenom. That is on the way. I'm Ron Stutz.
Hard Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
We can't cap off this historic week in local sports without giving the Devils their due. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. After Carolina's baseball team earned its first overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament, and the Tar Heel women brought home their first national lacrosse championship, the only thing better would have been for the UNC men to have also reached the lacrosse Final Four against arch-rival Duke. Then we all could have said, what a country! But it wasn't to be, with the ACC champions and NCAA fifth seed losing a 6-goal lead to Denver in the regional final. It was one of many wild swings that showcased the nuances of lacrosse, in which a team can dominate the ball for large chunks of time and frustrate opponents to no end by winning possession after possession at the faceoff X. Duke was more than dominant in that phase of the game, with Brendan Fowler, a walk-on linebacker in football for the Blue Devils, winning 20 of 28 faceoffs against Syracuse, erasing the Orange's 6-1 lead and triggering a 12-1 scoring spurt that basically wrapped up the Blue Devils' second national title in 4 years. Finally, Duke lacrosse is no longer recognized for the horrid scandal that cost the school millions in settled lawsuits and left the program reeling. In fact, John Donowski was just about the only coach who would touch Duke lacrosse after the alleged rape charges tore apart the school and cost Coach Mike Pressler his job. Donowski had coached for 25 years at Hofstra on Long Island and answered Duke's call, largely because his son was still on the team and he wanted to help him complete his college career on a high note. All Donowski has done in 7 seasons at Duke has taken the Blue Devils to the Final Four every year and won 2 national championships. And by all accounts, he has cleaned up the Duke lacrosse program, which, despite the bogus rape charges, was long considered to be the badass sport on the Durham campus. No more, and everyone involved should be proud of the turnaround. It was exemplified by Donowski's move right after Duke's 16-10 win over top-seeded Syracuse, when his players began to put on the traditional NCAA champion T-shirts and hats. He called them together and made them take off their shirts and caps until they went over and paid the Orange proper congratulations. All class, Coach. Congratulations. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Now hear this. Performance BMW is hosting their annual spring event in celebration of the highly anticipated brand new 2013 320i sedan.
Wow!
It's sure to excite thrill seekers everywhere.
I want performance.
How would you like to drive a new BMW for $299 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $299 per month.
Wow!
36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $3,774 due at signing, includes tax tag and $549 dock fee, zero security deposit, and $750 lease cash included in payment, based on MSRP of $36,675. Finance it with proof credit through BMW FS, see dealer for details. Take delivery before May 31st, 2013. No-cost maintenance, does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
All new BMWs come with no-cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No-cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMW, ChapelHill.com.
Wow!
Hi, this is Don Rice, owner of Molly Made Up Chapel Hill, with 5 simple reasons our customers do business with us. Number 1, we clean your home the way you want it clean. 2nd, you're not bound by a contract. 3rd, we are true professionals. 4th, we work as hard as you do. And number 5, people notice. They really notice. Find out for yourself why hundreds of area families trust Molly Made. Visit MollyMade.com to book a free in-home customized cleaning estimate. MollyMade.com.
2 years ago, we launched Chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and Chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0. Bigger, fast, stronger. Check it out now.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's half off. $30 for food and drinks, available until midnight for $15. Whether you're looking for a place to have dinner with friends or just grabbing a drink after work, Fitzgerald is the new hotspot for lunch, dinner, and late-night fun. Come in and enjoy an Irish favorite, like shepherd's pie with Guinness gravy or some of the 24 beers on tap. It's half off from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's 8:30 at WCHL, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Grimble's is there for you, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunny today, high today 85, tonight clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, another great day, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. A great weekend on the way as well.
Ron Stutz in the morning, progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Dave Barrett, Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales has cut a deal to plead guilty to premeditated murder in the massacre of 16 villages last year in Afghanistan. Correspondent Dan Raviv.
The judge in the case and the commanding general at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, which is south of Seattle, would have to approve this plea bargain. Military prosecutors had said they'd be seeking the death penalty. They were planning to fly in witnesses from southern Afghanistan for the court-martial in September.
Former military lawyer Gary Solis on what Bales will face.
The deal is no death. The only question is whether he gets life with parole or life without parole.
A plea hearing set for next Wednesday. Retired Army Major Mike Lyons, a CBS military analyst, if this arrangement is agreed to by the judge.
By pleading guilty, it avoids a formal court-martial then, and he'll just be now sentenced, likely for a very long tour, at the military barracks in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. 68 degrees now. A lot of sunshine today. High today, 85. Couldn't ask for better weather all the way through the weekend. More protesting yesterday, not at the General Assembly Building in Raleigh, but right here in Chapel Hill. Peace and Justice Plaza in front of the old post office downtown on Franklin Street. There was an NAACP rally. It's a part of a 25-county tour targeting the policies of the Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly. Yesterday's demonstration brought people from all backgrounds, including members of the Raging Grannies, like Vicki Ryder.
We have so much to be outraged about these days that we just can't be silent. Not when the legislature is bringing us back to a time when it was hard for people to vote.
Vicki Ryder chose to be arrested on May 6th during a Moral Monday protest outside the legislative building in Raleigh. During four consecutive weeks of protesting, more than 150 people have been arrested. And these are people that you know, a lot of them from right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Speakers at the courthouse include members of the NAACP, activist groups, and local leaders, including the mayor of Carborough, Mark Chilton. He talks about the General Assembly's insidious attack on voting rights.
That's not just unfair. It's un-American, it's unconstitutional, and it's immoral.
Carborough resident Will Weiland was there yesterday as well.
I haven't seen anything coming out of Raleigh that doesn't resemble a train wreck. It's regressive is one word. Destructive is my word.
Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter of the NAACP, was there, and he actually spoke to the crowd.
I'm here to make sure that my voice is part of the voice that is speaking out to the injustice that is taking place, and to try to get other people to be concerned about these same issues, that the more people that speak out against it, maybe our politicians will begin to listen to the people.
The protesting in Raleigh will pick up again on Monday outside the General Assembly Building. NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber expects the biggest turnout so far, vowing even greater numbers of protesters and those who are willing to be arrested. Neighbors living near the proposed Obie Creek project will play a formal role in evaluating the site for development. That is right across 15501, across the street from Southern Village, now that the council has approved a 17-member Compass Committee. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
In a town where angry neighbors often find themselves pitted against wary developers, it's rare to see a duo like Jeannie Brown and Roger Perry standing side by side, taking turns addressing the town council. Here's what Perry had to say last night.
I think Jeannie would agree with this, and I don't know that we'll achieve it, but our goal in November is to come back with a plan that we all endorse for your consideration. We're going to work as close as we can to bring you a unified proposal. And even if there are discrepancies in that or disagreements, we hope that they are narrow and small.
Roger Perry represents East West Partners, who 2 years ago proposed Obie Creek, a large mixed-use complex on 15501 across from Southern Village. Jeannie Brown represents neighbors in the area who worried that the original plans were too big, too dense, and would bring too much traffic to an already busy road. The original plan for the 124-acre lot called for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development. But Perry agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project, an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process favored in Chapel Hill. Last night, Brown and Perry came together to ask the council to form a 16-member Compass Committee to consult with a technical team and town staff to create a shared vision for how that property should be used. Here's Jeannie Brown.
We've heard from you that you want community and developer dialogue. We've heard that you want us to build trust. We've heard that you want a vision. Mr. Perry has asked many times for vision and the opportunity to speak to the community. He's asked to move forward. The community has asked for a fair and unbiased process. We've asked to be included in the process. So we think that this committee balances out those very goals.
Staffers began crafting the committee following a petition from residents in April. Perry and Brown suggested enlarging the group from 10 to 16, with residents living near the property accounting for about half the group. Perry said the proposal struck the right balance between commercial and neighborhood interests.
We would ask you to, with all respect, to not tamper with it, because we've hammered out a balance and a fragility in this that can be easily disrupted, which could seriously undermine the process.
The council agreed, adding a Greenways advocate to bring the total number to 17. The Compass Committee will work through the summer to come up with recommendations for the council about the appropriate size, scale, and usage for the Obie Creek property. The application period for the Obie Creek Compass Committee opens on Friday and runs through June 10th. The council will appoint committee members on June 24th. Elizabeth Friends, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:37, 23 minutes until 9 o'clock. Don't forget about the county commissioners. They will host a second public hearing on next year's budget when the board meets tonight. 7 o'clock, Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. And Orange County Animal Services announced yesterday another positive rabies test, the sixth in the county this year. Fortunately, the dog involved with a fight with a raccoon was vaccinated, but it was injured in the attack. This is the sixth confirmed rabies case in Orange County this year, about one per month so far. That's on par with last year when there were 12 confirmed cases in Orange County. For more information about rabies and also future clinic dates, we have the information on our website. You can contact Orange County. Our website, of course, is chapelboro.com. Now, as promised, we have a sports story for you this morning. UNC baseball is gearing up for the NCAA tournament. Play begins tomorrow night for the Tar Heels here in Chapel Hill. Just a few minutes ago, we spoke with Coach Mike Fox. For the first time ever, Carolina has earned the overall number one seed in the tournament, coming a day after the Heels claimed the ACC tournament championship in dramatic fashion. One of the key figures for this Tar Heel success this year is an outstanding freshman by the name of Sky Bolt.
It was one heck of a ride. It really was. We came into the tournament confident. We started out with a big blow against Miami, put up 10 runs there quick. We got back to that kind of swagger that we had towards the beginning of the season.
Tar Heels lost a little momentum earlier in the month, but now they have it back.
It's part of a season. You have your highs and your lows, and fortunately for us, that means we lost two games to two of the top teams in the nation.
Bolt had a low part of the season for himself, not because of his play. It was because he was injured during play against Virginia Tech back in April. He fractured his right foot after fouling a baseball off of it. Ouch. He missed 17 games while he was recovering, returning to play in the Appalachian State game. And Sky Bolt says he's almost back to where he was before the injury.
You know, I had to put myself in the game before I got back in it. So in order to get back into that game, you got to, you know, mentally check yourself into one of your other teammates' spots and start putting yourself in their situations.
Now, the Tar Heels won the ACC regular season championship and the ACC tournament, of course. Bolt says it wasn't just about the big names in the team stepping up. He said it was a total team victory.
We fought all the way through. Pitching has always been our preaching here, and not for the performance of eight of our guys and one freshman that came off the bench that hadn't seen many innings. this whole season, then I wouldn't be standing here giving this interview talking about how great of a weekend that was and how fun that was.
The Tar Heels begin NCAA tournament play tomorrow at 6 p.m. in Bosch Emmer Stadium against number 4 seed Canisius. Tar Heels hosting a regional, and then that'll be followed by a super regional that Carolina will again host if the Tar Heels keep winning. You can hear the game every time Carolina plays. You can hear it right here on 97.9 FM WCHL. It'll be streaming live at chapelbro.com. Once again, that starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow. We'll have an abbreviated edition of the evening news with Aaron Keck. And then straight up 6 o'clock, we'll go to Tar Heel Baseball. Go to GoHeels.com if you're interested in getting tickets. The tickets go on sale to the public at 6 p.m. today. So you'll have an opportunity to be there in the Bosch and cheer on the Tar Heels. 8:40 at WCHL, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock. That is not the only thing that is exciting that is taking place on the UNC campus. We'll tell you about Carolina Performing Arts coming up next on WCHL.
Now hear this. Performance Acura is hosting their annual tent event in celebration of the Acura Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
This is 1 month where you can afford to champagne taste. You hear a lot about new Acuras and how amazing they are. Performance Acura in Chapel Hill also has one of the best used Acura inventories in the Triangle, with payments to fit your budget and cars to wow your neighbors. They also have a dedicated finance manager who specializes in challenging credit situations. So if you're looking for reliability, prestige, and affordability, Performance Acura is your used Acura destination. That's the definition of value, baby. Make your friends think you got that big promotion at work. It'll be our little secret. Visit the virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com or visit the physical location at 15501 in Chapel Hill. 2012 Precision Team.
Wow!
That's PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Good morning. It is 8:42, 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. Special guest in the studio this morning. Always love it when we have special guests, especially when they're like Joe Florence of Carolina Performing Arts. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. How are you, Ron?
All right. Always excited to hear about what's happening at Carolina Performing Arts. And before we get to talking about the new season, let me just ask you about the Rite of Spring this past season. That was quite an undertaking you had. Looking back on it, doing a little reflecting, why was it successful? And, you know, the Rite of Spring was just incredibly popular with so many people.
Yeah, no, it was a phenomenal season, and I believe it was successful, obviously, because of our, you know, great staff who just really put together a stellar program, you know, that received national attention. It was wonderful to be covered in the New York Times, the New Yorker, and bring programs that, you know, frankly, were not all extremely accessible, but I can't say enough about the audiences who came in and took a chance with us. And so I think just a blend of all of that just made it one great season and, you know, obviously a once-in-a-lifetime season. I don't think that's hyperbole to say that. And,
yeah.
You know, I think it was just phenomenal. And, you know, we had our season launch for the 13-14 season last night on the actual 100th birthday of the Rite of Spring premiere. So it was kind of a nice balance to
we were talking about
next year. Yeah,
we were talking about the Tar Heel baseball team just a moment ago, having momentum going into the NCAA tournament and going into this new season. Carolina Performing Arts has a great deal of momentum. And give us some of the highlights of the upcoming season. Tell us how it went last night and what you're looking forward to.
Well, last night was wonderful. I think, again, our stellar staff came up with a great way for, you know, about 200 people to come in and get a preview of what we're programming next year. And the highlight of the evening last night was having Rice on the stage. We have a great dance company called Cloudgate Theater of Taiwan coming in, and they are performing Songs of the Wanderers, which is going to be, I think, a highlight of next season. It is a program where a monk stands downstage and grains of rice fall on him throughout the 90-minute performance. Wow. For the whole time. So he's got a tough job.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, there's one thing I wanted to ask you about. You have such great performers coming next fall that I'm excited about. Maceo Parker and George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, and also Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt. Taj Mahal is going to be here. And a lot of other great performers on the lineup.
Yeah, talk about an about-face from the Rite of Spring, right?
Yeah.
It's a completely different season, which we're very proud of. You know, this is something that, again, our programming department looked. And, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of music this year and some of the classical performances, again, world-renowned, that we're just so happy to have come in and perform at Memorial Hall and let the Chapel Hill and Triangle audience take advantage of. But, yeah, I think kicking it off with Maceo, it's a double bill. So it'll be Maceo Parker, George Clinton, and, you know, Parliament Funkadelic, who, whether you are, you know, I'm old enough to remember some of their big hits when they were hits.
Yeah, me too.
And then if you, you know, get into the late 90s when they were sampled in, you know, hip-hop and rock music and just used everywhere, it's one of those where, even if the names aren't familiar, I guarantee you've heard 3 to 5 of their songs.
Oh, yeah.
And they are just funky, fun, and I can't think of a more lively way to kick off the season. And then, you know, one that's in between the performances you mentioned that we're very excited about, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Mm-hmm. They've been here, I think, every year we've been in existence besides one season, and this year they're coming back with a 70-person gospel choir. So it's going to just be a phenomenal exploration of, you know, the history of jazz that Wynton Marsalis composed, mm-hmm. with, you know, the liveliness of an African American church service. And we program that for 2 evenings in early October, because I think that, you know, the audience for that will dictate those 2 performances. So I'm very excited about that. And as you said, between Taj Mahal and Lyle Lovett, you know, I've seen both prior and can't wait to share those with the audiences. But John Hyatt's going to be new to me. And that's actually, you know, an evening where they'll perform together mm-hmm. on stage. So we're just very excited about, you know, the first month, the first leg of the season.
One quick thing I want to ask you about before you go. There's a new initiative I've heard about to blend your programs with the university, doing in classrooms, and you did something similar to that with the Rite of Spring courses last year.
Right.
Tell us about that.
What we're doing is Arts at the Core, through, you know, the generous support of the Mellon Foundation, we are able to look at really integrating our programming, our organization, with the academy, with the university. And obviously that will affect faculty first and then eventually students. And, you know, we just want to answer the question, frankly, what can arts do for me? I mean, with the, you know, political climate where they're, you know, in danger of being cut, there's much more to arts than coming to see a performance for an hour and a half and 2 hours. And, you know, obviously we believe that they can be valuable in, whether it's, you know, personal training, whether it's social work, whether it's mm-hmm. medical school, we can actually, I think, incorporate some of our programming into some of the curriculum within the university, and obviously invite these professors, faculty, and staff to come and be a part of our programming. And we're just going to explore how, again, we can become more entrenched in the university. And I think that's a great get. And as you mentioned with the Rite of Spring, you know, we were able, with, you know, having the season dedicated to that piece last season, we had courses over 20 that were just dedicated to the Rite of Spring. So we were able to bring our performers outside of Memorial Hall, which is very important to us. It's not mm-hmm. about selling tickets, see a performance, and that's that. It's about, you know, just making the university a part of our organization and vice versa. So we're very excited for this to come to fruition this season.
Absolutely. Well, CarolinaPerformingArts.org is
correct.
Where you go to get ticket information. Get your tickets for next season. It's going to be great. Joe Florence, thank you for coming in.
Ron, I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much. Yeah,
always good to see you.
You too.
It is 8:49 at WCHL, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's Ron Stutz, and we're going to get a quick look at morning traffic on WCHL. Rachel Nash back in the studio this morning. And, Rachel, our traffic report this time is brought to you by... glass half full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun online at glasshalffull.com. Glasshalffullcarrboro.com. I'm sorry. Now, with your morning traffic, here's Rachel.
Good morning. No accidents to report right now. Everything moving smoothly on I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout the rest of your morning commute and even into this afternoon, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can always tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Thanks so much for not only traffic reports, but all the hard work you've been doing back in the newsroom.
You're very welcome.
Rachel Nash, WCHL, filling in all this week for Rand Northam, who is away. Oh, just a little thing, honeymoon, you know. Nothing serious, just honeymoon. 8:50 at WCHL, 10 minutes until 9 o'clock, and a quick look at your weather forecast brought to you this morning by your friends at Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 to 751 exit. Beautiful weather today, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunny. High today about 85, tonight clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s. Beautiful all weekend long, chance of rain late Sunday night, and then Monday and Tuesday, likely to be very rainy days, but the weekend looks absolutely terrific.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. This sounds so reasonable. Reminds me of my days as a reporter in Broward County, Florida, in a time when developers were pushing into the Everglades, bulldozing trees and lush tropical greenery and building housing projects, replacing natural beauty with lots of concrete and glass. They always gave their projects beautiful names that evoked images of nature, trees, and greenery, belying their true reality. Today in Chapel Hill, a movement is afoot to cut back on the number of the town's advisory boards and committees. Chapel Hill has 19 or 20 of these advisory groups in which about 200 town residents volunteer their time to meet regularly, study the issues, and give thoughtful advice to town council members, helping them make informed decisions. Their areas of concern range widely, cover many issues that affect our lives, from bicycle and pedestrian issues to cemeteries, from public art to water and sewer, transportation to personnel, historic preservation to public housing, and so on. But now, four of our town council members are hard at work to dismantle these boards and commissions and silence the voices of these dedicated town residents. They describe their work in such nice sounding terms as streamlining the community input and decision-making processes. Who can argue with streamlining? It sounds so positive, efficient, maybe even cost-effective. And if you think you smell the involvement of Gene Peace in all of this, you're on target. Councilmember Peace has complained before about having to put up with listening to the concerns of town residents. What a nuisance. No reasonable person would argue with efficiency, but everyone benefits when town officials are well-informed and listen to their constituents. If anything, they need more input, not less, from the people who elected them. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Hi, this is Jim Manner. No, I'm not a basketball player. I'm a physician at Carrboro Family Medicine. Come this June, I will have been taking care of patients from Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and the surrounding communities for 30 years. Just like basketball, we believe in a team approach at Carrboro Family Medicine, and you are part of the team. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join us at Carbera Family Medicine. You will find us on the web at CarberaFamilyMedicine.net. And thank you to all our patients who have made this such a great 30 years.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The university stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
Why don't you call me right now if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day. What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. It is worth a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Stephen Hansen is today's WCHL hometown hero. He's a UNC student right now working with Extraordinary Ventures, and he's camp director for the EV Spectrum Skills Camp.
Extraordinary Ventures is a local nonprofit that was actually founded about 5 years ago. Our main mission is actually to provide employment for young adults with developmental disabilities. A group of families who are having trouble finding employment for their kids that had developmental disabilities and were having trouble in the community finding something that fit what they wanted to do. So they ended up starting their own business, and Extraordinary Ventures pretty much provides employment for people with disabilities by actually creating our own business ventures, such as we do laundry, we have an event center, and a couple different other business ventures. And through these ventures, we actually hire people with disabilities.
Stephen says the EV Spectrum Skills Camp is going on right now at Extraordinary Ventures, and tomorrow is a very special day.
The EV Spectrum Skills Camp, it's a pretty unique camp. We have 18 campers right now with a wide variety of developmental disabilities. It's a four-day-long camp. It's a day camp. It's a normal camp, just like any other camp you send any kids to. But our main mission is basketball and just kind of providing social and physical opportunities to people with developmental disabilities who wouldn't otherwise have the chance to go out and just have a summer camp. And so we're doing this through a variety of ways, and we have different activities going in the morning. Like right now, we're actually about to go hop on a bus, go down to the men's basketball museum, and then Friday is our big day where we're going to go to Carmichael Arena and go have a scrimmage there. Jones Angel is going to come along and actually do announcing for this, so it should be a good time.
Yep, that's right. These campers get to play basketball with Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, doing the play-by-play.
We did the camp last year, and it was a blast at Carmichael put. Jones Angel will be a nice touch. He's extremely gracious to come out and do the play-by-play.
And the campers' family and friends are certainly invited to come out and watch the game tomorrow at Carmichael Arena. Stephen Hansen, a Tar Heel student, realizes what a wonderful opportunity this is to do this kind of work.
I'm actually a college student. I go to UNC, and so I just volunteered at Extraordinary Ventures. I started as a volunteer at their social program called Friday Night Live, and from there, they were actually looking for somebody to take over as their director of social activities. And so right now, I'm still a student at UNC, but part-time I run the social events. It's been an absolute blessing for a college student to kind of get out there. It's really rewarding work. It's a special crowd to work with.
Stephen, I always think it's special when college students are here at Carolina, and then they also take the time to get involved in our local community. What are you studying in Carolina?
I am studying religion and chemistry with hoping I graduate. I'll go to medical school.
Well, good luck on that, and thanks for getting involved in the community.
I appreciate it.
If you'd like to contribute to Extraordinary Ventures, they're at 200 South Elliott Road in Chapel Hill, and you can certainly do it there. And our congratulations once again to Stephen Hansen.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's half off, $30 for food and drinks, available until midnight for $15. Whether you're looking for a place to have dinner with friends or just grabbing a drink after work, Fitzgerald is the new hotspot for lunch, dinner, and late-night fun. Come in and enjoy an Irish favorite, like shepherd's pie with Guinness gravy or some of the 24 beers on tap. It's half off from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. Sunshine. High today about 85. Right now 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 62. And then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Great weather all the way through the weekend.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.